Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Jasoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana. Jamuna Diravana Jari. Jamuna Diravana. Jamuna Diravana Jari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Jasoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana. Jamuna Diravana Jari. Jamuna Diravana Jari. Jamuna Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Rari. Gopi Jana Vallabha. Jasoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana. Jasoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana. Jamuna Diravana Jari. Jamuna Diravana Jari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jisi Radha Madhava Ki. Jai Nitalila Bhavishwam Shripadis Divine Grace Sila Esi Bhakti Vedan Swami Sila Prabhupada Ki. Ananda Guri Vaishnava Niki. Jai Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki. Namachari Sila Haridas Thakur Ki. Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopiko Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Bolo Sri Sri Krishna Baldao Ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the Assembled Devotee. All glories to the Assembled Devotee. All glories to the Assembled Devotee. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter number 35, the gopis sing of Krishna, Gopi Geet. Text. Somebody is in the wrong place. Okay. Good. Really, I just always study treating. Okay. Verse 18 and 19. Manidara Kvachid Aganayan Ga Malaya Daita Ganda Tulsyaha Pranayano Nucharasya Kadamse Prashipan Bhujam Agayata Yatra Manidara Kvachit Agayamga Malaya Daita Ganda Tusyaha Pranayino Charasya Kadamse Prashipan Bhujam Agayata Yatra. Manidara Kvachit Aganayam Ga Malaya Daita Ganda Tulsyaha Pranino Nucharasya Kadamse Prashipan Bhujam Agayata Yatra Manidara Kvachit Aganayam Ga Malaya Daita Ganda Tulasyaha Pranayino Nucharasya Kadamse Prashipan Bhujam Agayata Yatra.
ladies. So verse number 18, 19 is Kvanitavenu Rava Vanchita Chitaha Krishnam Avasata Krishna Green Grihinyaha Gunaganam Anugatya Harinyo Gopika Eva Vimukta Grihasha. Money. A string of gems. Dada. Holding. Quachit. Somewhere. Aganayan. Counting. Gaha. The cows. Malaya. With the flower garland. Daita. Of his beloved. Ganda. Having the fragrance. Tulasyaha. The tulsi flowers. Upon which. Pranayinaha, loving, anucharasya, of a companion, kada, at some time, amse, on the shoulder, prakshipan, throwing, bujam, his arm, agayata, he sang, yatra, when, kwanita, vibrated, benu, of his flute, Rava, by the sound, Vanchita, stolen, Chittaha, their hearts, Krishnam, Krishna, Anavasata, they sat down beside Krishna, of the black deer, Grihinyaha, the wives. Gunagana, of all transcendental qualities. Arnam, the ocean. Anugatya, approaching. Harinyaha, the does. Gopikaha, the gopis. Iva, just like. Vimukta, having given up. Griha, for home and family. Ashaha, their hopes. It's an interesting word. Griha Asha. Translation. Now Krishna is standing somewhere counting his cows on a string of gems. He wears a garland of tulsi flowers that bear the fragrance of his beloved. And he has thrown his arm over the shoulder of an affectionate cowherd boyfriend. As Krishna plays in flute, his flute and sings, the music attracts the black deer's wives who approach that ocean of transcendental qualities and sit down beside him. Just like us cowherd girls, they have given up all hope for happiness in family life. Translation, please repeat. Now Krishna is standing. somewhere,
somewhere.
Counting his cows,
counting his
on a string of gems.
He wears
a garland of tulsi flowers that bear the fragrance
of his beloved.
And he has thrown his arm
over the shoulder
of an affectionate cowherd boyfriend.
As Krishna plays his flute
and sings, the music attracts
the black deer's wives
who approach that ocean
of transcendental qualities
and sit down beside him.
Just like us cowherd girls,
they have given up all hope
for happiness in family life.
Purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Jiva Goswami explains that in the afternoon, Sri Krishna dressed himself in new clothing and went out to call the cows home.
Srila Viswanath Chakravarti gives the following information about the transcendental cows of Vrindavan.
For each of the four colors of cows, white, red, black, and yellow, there are 25 subdivisions, making a total of 100 colors. And such qualities as being colored like sandalwood pulp, tilak, speckles, or having a head shaped like a mridanga, drum, create 8 further groups. To count these 108 groups of cows, distinguished by color and form, Krishna is using a string of 108 jewel beads. Thus, when Krishna calls out, "Hey Davali," the name of a white cow, a whole group of white cows come forward. And when he calls out Hamsi, Chandani, Ganga, Mukta, and so on, 24 other groups of white cows come. The reddish cows are called Aruni, Kumkuma, Saraswati, etc. The blackish ones, Shamala, Dumala, Yamuna, etc. And the yellowish ones, Pita, Pingala, Haritalika, etc. Those in the group with tilak marks on their forehead are called Chitrita, Chitratilaka, Dirgatilaka, and Triyaktilaka. And there are groups known as Mridangamukhi, Mridanga head, Simamukhi, lion head, and so on. Thus, being called by name, the cows come forward, and Krishna, thinking that when it is time to bring them back from the forest, none shall be forgotten, is counting on them on his jewel japa beads.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ganandana Sulakaya Chakshurun Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gadave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadandiyam Adadanas Trinandantai Ridam Yache Puna Puna Srima Rupapadam Bhujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.
I was born in the darkness of ignorance, with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual masters opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So actually, I was just all week praying that I would get this verse. Because this verse is so amazing. As you may know, that Nanda Baba, he has 9 lakhs of cows. We know 1 lakh means 100,000, right? So 9 lakhs means almost 1 megabyte. And those cows here, Srila Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that basically there's 4 groups. The white cows, the black cows, yellow cows, and reddish cows. And then they're divided into 25 subdivisions. So 4 times 25 is 100. Then there's 8 special groups of cows. It's like we're reading here. Mridanga Mukhi, with head shaped like a, face like a mridanga, that I want to see sometime. Other is Singamukhi, face like a lion, I'm not sure I want to see. And then there's cows with tilak on their forehead, cows with stars on their forehead, speckled cows, cows colored the color of chandan, like this, 8 special groups of cows, 108. So Jiva Goswami here it says, he explains, Krishna had, just like we have got our 108 Tosi Mala, Krishna has 108 jeweled Japa Mala. Just imagine, 108 different jewels. And he plays his flute. We were hearing all about the flute, how even Jamuna stops and everything else that's moving stops. Everything that's generally not moving, the rocks begin to melt. Just like one time, as I'm just working on my book about Govardhan, so we're hearing about how Krishna was holding at the hill, he decided to play his flute, and Madhamanga said, "No, no, 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 no. If you play that flute, the kid will melt and will get stuck under here." So those things that are tarala, like liquid like water, they become stone, they become hard like stone, and those that are stone, they become like water. So he plays his flute, especially in the afternoon. This particular pastime is talking about the afternoon. Because that time of the day when we do that 4:30 arti, we know that as Goduli. Goduli, meaning go is cow. We know, you may know, most of you know, duli means dust. Because that's the time, that time we're doing that 4:30 arti. Then the cows will come home and they'll kick up so much dust and a big cloud will appear. Goduli. And Nanda Baba, he's sitting in Nanda Betak, and he sees that cloud, and he knows, oh, now Lala's coming home. So Krishna plays on his flute, and all the cows come running. And then he takes his japa beads, and he touches the nose of the leader of each group, and counts one jewel. Bing, 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 like that. And then when he sees that all the 108 leaders have come, then he sees if all of the 9 lakhs of cows come. Because he knows all of their names. Just like here it's described that the white cows, they're called Davali. But in Brij Bhasha, we don't like sharp letters like a V, Davali. So we smooth it into you. So we say Doli. But Brishvasi, somehow they mix R's and L's around. So they say Dori. So white cows are Dori and Chandani. Chandani means moonlight. Moonbeam. Chandrika, moonbeam. Chandani is moonlight. Chandrika is moonbeam. Mukta. Mukta means pearl. And what else is there? Sweta, just like this is a famous name in Russia. Sweta means white, like, you know, Sweta Dweep. And then we have the yellowish cows. Pili, Pitambari, Pingala, Gauri, like that. And Gange. Ganga's in the yellowish cows. Has anybody been to Prayag? Anybody been to Prayagraj? Then you've seen at the Sangam, you can see Ganga is coming from this side very golden color. And Jamuna is coming very deep color from this side. And at the Sangam, you can see, you can actually see the waters mixing. You know? So Ganga, she's golden, so she's in the golden cows. Ganga, Giriraj Sutta, all these cows are in the golden cows. Then there's the blackish cows. Kali, but I said the Brijbasis, they mix their R's and L's, so we don't say Kali, we say Kari. Kari and Shamala, Shamangi, Dumala, all these nice names like that, and Kalindi and Jamune, because we just heard Jamuna is coming very deep color. So in the blackish cows, there's Kalindi and Jamune. Then we have the reddish cows. Lali, Kumkumi, Sinduri, and Aruni. Just like sometimes we sing. Udilo Aruna Purava Bhagi. When the eastern sky becomes tinged with red, then Mahaprabhu goes dancing with his associates. So Aruni and Saraswati. We don't see Saraswati River anymore. But from Shastra we learn she was flowing in reddish color. Because I can't remember, some sage was meditating on her bank and she just washed the bank out from underneath him. So he became very angry and cursed her to become reddish. So Saraswati's, we don't see her anymore, but she's reddish in her flow. So Saraswati's among the reddish cows. And then we have Mridangamukhi and Singamukhi and Tilakini, and we just heard all these nice other names for the cows, with and Taravali with the star, Tara, Taravali. And then we have Chandani, color like Chandan. So all these different, all according to their colors, they have names. So Krishna knows all their names. So if he sees, make sure that all the cows have come. If they haven't come, then he climbs back up in the kadamba tree and instead of playing on his flute, he calls those cows by name. Actually, all the cows, they heard Krishna's flute. They all know they're supposed to come. But there's some cows that are very clever. Cleverini. They know if they don't come, then Krishna will climb in the tree and call them by their very own name with his own lotus mouth. Can you imagine Krishna calling your name by his own lotus mouth? O Dharmatma, Vrindava Bihari, Shruti Kirti, Kadam... this Panchagoda, Gorbhavani, Archana. So Krishna calls them by name. And we've seen the cows, her ears are like this. But as soon as Krishna calls her name, whoop, those ears go up like that to catch all of the nectar. And when it comes to the top and overflows, it doesn't overflow from the top. The overflow comes from here. And then those cows, hearing Krishna call their name, they come running with their legs stretched out backwards and forwards, and then together, and backwards and forward, and then together, and milk bag is going ka-choom, 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 and the cows are going, and they all come running, hearing Krishna's flute. So this is very, very wonderful. I'm so happy that I got this verse. So all the cows come running when they hear Krishna's flute. We're hearing it. And also, it's talking about. It says, also we see the word Krishna, but Krishna refers to the black deer. Here it specifically mentioned that the does come. As soon as they hear Krishna's flute, they come and sit just beside him. You ever seen a deer sit beside anyone? They run away. Just like one time, when I was staying at Brindakun one time, I was sitting on top of the two-story building chanting my japa, and I saw something in the sugarcane moving. And there was a barbed wire fence. And somehow, I thought it was a big dog, and I kept watching and became very still. And then all of a sudden, I saw it was a deer. And she had big ears looking like this. Anybody around? And I was amazed. She jumped right through the barbed wire. You know? If I go through the barbed wire, I get something, you know, my sikha gets stuck, or my kurta gets torn, you know, or my arm gets scratched. She jumped, bloop, so gracefully, right through the, and then she, you know, put her head up and her ears were going all different directions, and she's looking, and she ran, and then she came to the road, the gates, and to the road, and she looked up to the road, up down the road, and then she ran off into the fields. Now there was just open fields. It ran like anything into the trees. So deers, they're very frightened. Just like the Nilgai, also very difficult to see. Sometimes you'll on Govardhan Prikrama, you'll see the Nilgai. But they're very shy. They stay in the thicker forest, very deep in the thicker leaves. You see one, then boom, they just run. As you see the, most of the time you see like golden ones, those are the females. But if you actually see a male, he's a deep gray color that the Vrishabhasi think is blue. He's not actually a cow, you can see, he's got little horns like an antelope, but some type of antelope, a Nilgai. But they're very shy. But here Krishna's playing his flute, and the cows, the deer, they just come and sit with him. And the gopis are saying, just like us, they have given up Griya Asha. Just like every day we sing, you know, in the Guru Charana Padma song, you know, Asha, Asha, this word keeps coming, hope. Griya Asha, Griya Asha. They have given up all hope of happiness in family life. Actually, we're talking about mundane family life. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's got a very beautiful song, Godruma Bhajana Upadesh. And he sings, Yadi te hari parasa rojasutam brajha. What is that now? COVID. Yadi te hari padasa rojasudam rasa pana param ridayam satatam parivritya griham kali bhavamayam baja godruma kanana kunja vidum baja godruma kanana kunja vidum baja godruma kanana kunja vidum. See, Bidum is another word for the moon. Just like we know Indu, Chandra, Bidum is another name. Baja Godruma Kanana. Kanana we know means forest. Just like we had our very dear friend, Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. Kanana means forest. Baja Godruma Kanana Kunja Bidum. Just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godrum. And he says, Yari te hari para saroja sudam. Saroja. Saroja means the lotus flower. Because he's saroja. Saromi means sarover, like Kusum sarover. And ja, you know, Janmastami, who's born from the water, that is a lotus flower. If you want to relish the lotus feet, Haripada, Saroja Sudam, that lotus-like nectar of the feet of Hari. Yadi means if. Yadi te Haripada Saroja Sudam. Sudam means nectar. Rilaya satatam, in your heart, constantly in your heart. What does Bhakti even know, advise? Pariritya griham kalibhava mayam. He said, you just give up this householder life that is full of kalibhav. Bhaja godhruma kanana kunja vidu. And worship that golden moon of the forest of Godhrum. Now we have to listen to this very carefully. Because according to the rules of grammar, if he would have said kalibhav, if he would have said which is full of kalibhav, then it would mean something else. But it says pariritya griham, give up that household or life that is full of kalibhav, that particular one. If he said which, then it says, you know, that grihastha life is full of kalibhav. But he says that particular griha, that married life that is full of kalibhav, you give that up. Just like there was one devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Actually, his name became Chaitanyadas. He was the father of Srivas. And he lived in North Bengal. But he kept hearing the sadhus would come through and they were chanting the glories of this Nimai and Navadweep. So he decided to go. On the way, he passed through Katwa. He got to Katwa the very day that Nimai was taking sannyas. He got there the very day that Nimai was taking sannyas. And he went to that place. He saw the people, just like if you go to Amiya Nimai Mandir, Mahaprabhu Mandir in Gopinath Bazar, if you know where that is. If you go there, just above the altar, beautiful painting. Such catharsis in this painting. Everyone's lamenting. Even the barber, he's got his blade, but he can't move. And everyone's crying, and they're all twisted like, you know. And Mahaprabhu just, Nimai forced him. And somehow or other, against his will, he shaved up Nimai. He threw that blade into the Ganga, and he vowed never to shave another person in his life. He became a mitaiwala, sweet maker. And, of course, they say that Keshav Bharati gave sannyas to Mahaprabhu. But actually, Nimai gave sannyas to Keshav Bharati. Because Nimai asked him, are you going to give... He said to Keshav Bharati in his ear, are you going to give this mantra? And he spoke the sannyas mantra that all our sannyasis teach. That's from the verse about the Avanti Brahman, you know. Brahman from Avantipur, which is Ujjain, where we have now our dear departed god brother Bhakti Chiru has made beautiful white marble temple of Madan Mohan there. So he chanted that mantra in Keshav Bharati's ear, and Keshav, this is nice, and he gave that mantra back to Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu actually initiated him in sannyas, not that Keshav Bharati gave him sannyas. And Keshav Bharati gave him the name Krishna Chaitanya. And as soon as Chaitanya Das heard this name, he just became overwhelmed in ecstasy. And he just began to shout at the top of his lungs, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He said, now Nimai is no longer in Navadweep. He decided to go home. And he went along the path, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He got home, he entered the house, he began to roll on the floor, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. His wife came, and she saw her husband like this. She grabbed his lotus feet, and she also began to chant, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Their son, little son came, he saw his mother and father like that. He grabbed all their feet, and he began to sing, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So if your householder life is like that, no need to give it up. But that pariritya griham kalibhavamaya. But if you want to give up that householder life that is full of kalibhav, that is all right. But if your householder life is fully Krishna conscious, no need to give up this householder life. Griha asha, give up hope, finding happiness. You won't find happiness in householder life. It evaporates very quickly. that ping, 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 ping in the heart goes away very quickly. They say, love is blind, but marriage gives you back your eyesight. So real happiness is coming with the whole family and seeing the beautiful, oh, Gornitai, so beautiful, blue and white today. Krishna Balaram and Radhasham Sundar are extraordinarily beautiful. Huh? You come with your family and see the deities, you dance and sing, you hear the nice Bhagavatam class, you distribute some books, or somehow you do some service. Just like there was one very poor fellow. And he saw the rich people were coming, they're giving nice dresses for the deities. Somebody gave golden crown for the deities. Somebody gave nice silver flute for the deities. And he was feeling sad. He said, I'm poor, I don't have anything. What can I give for the Lord? So he went to one sadhu and he explained his problem to that sadhu. Because in India, everybody thinks sadhu means jadu. Yeah? Jadu means magic. Sadhu will do some hocus pocus, and boom! all our medical problems, all our financial problems. No, sadhu is meant to solve this material problem. Smash your false ego. So he went to the sadhu. The sadhu said, all right, you cut off your left hand, I'll give you 1 lakh of rupees. What'd you say, Maharaj? He said, all right, I'll give you 2 lakhs. What'd you say, Maharaj? 3 lakhs. Maharaj, 4 lakhs. 5 lakhs. He said, even for 5 lakh rupees, you won't give this left hand and you've got 2 hands. How much wealth do you have? You go to the temple, grab the broom and sweep the floor. So somehow or other you find out some nice service for Krishna Balaram. People like to come to Vrindavan because in the living India is cheap and this and that. But you must get some service with Krishna Balaram. And as we're in our listagos, you're telling, there's so many people coming, we have so many opportunities to serve and distribute books and distribute prasadam. And so many, just find some service for Krishna Balaram somehow or another. Now you can't say, I don't have anything. That poor man, he wasn't ready to give up his left hand for 5 lakhs. And we know right hand is more valuable. He's got 2 hands. You do something for Krishna Balaram, then you will stay here peacefully under their lotus feet. Or if you have the facility somehow, we have this great privilege of staying here, we have to go and spread the news about Krishna Balaram all over the world. Prabhupada, he brought the whole world to Vrindavan. Now it's our duty to take Vrindavan to the whole world. So this week also we were hearing all about how the gopis were criticizing that flute. It's just a piece of dry bamboo. How did he get the nectar of Krishna? That's ours. What did he do? What did this flute do? He's just a little bamboo. So one time, Radha Govind Maharaj, His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj was giving class and he was telling that Surdas, he's got the answer. And unfortunately, I don't know the verse. It's in beautiful ancient Brijbhasa language. But the purport is this, that the flute is talking. You want to know what I did? You want to know what I did? First, I left my family and everything and I stood on the side of the river on 1 foot. And I didn't even eat anything. Through that foot, I drank water, that's all. You want to know what I did? Are you ready to do that? You want to know what I did? I stood there on that 1 foot, taking only water through my foot. Then somebody came with a chopper and chopped off even that foot. And then he chopped off all of my limbs. You want to know what I did? You ready? Then he took this poker, this iron, red hot iron poker, and burned holes all through my body. And he set me in an oven to heat up and dry out. Are you ready? You want to know what I did? You know what steroids I did? Are you ready? He said, so if you want to do those austerities, then you can also get Krishna, the nectar of Krishna's lips. Huh? The gopis are saying that a couple of days before, you know, that's our property. So he gives the answer that, what did I do? So, anyway, we're just Sudha, bathing in the ocean of nectar. Now somehow we got this 10th canto, and Jiva Goswami and Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur are just milking all the wonderful nectar from this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So maybe anybody has any questions or some comments or something else they'd like to add? Or
so in previous ages, yogis and mystics would meditate 10,000, 50,000, 60,000 years just to achieve some level of perfection. And it seems like Lord Chaitanya is just pouring out the nectar for the highest purification in such a simple process. But the Lord's always kind, so why is it that...
why we have so much difficulties?
Yeah.
Well, that... Jiva Goswami describes in his Bhakti Sandar, one of the Satsandars is Bhakti Sandar. He describes that Bhakti is supremely independent and supremely powerful and extremely easy. And he gives some example from the Shastra, that there, in Kandapuran, there was a little sparrow. We all know this sparrow. I've seen them all the way from Kanyakumari to the Himalayas. Everywhere I've been in the world, they have sparrows. Mm-hmm. And this little sparrow was sitting outside a Vishnu temple. And suddenly a hawk came. Now we know hawks, they like to eat sparrows, small birds. So that hawk began to chase that sparrow around the Vishnu temple. And he was flying around and around, he caught him and killed him. But because he was doing circumambulation of a Vishnu temple, he doesn't even know. He's a bird, how does he know this Vishnu temple, he's circumambulating? Didn't even know anything. Completely agyan, huh? But because he was doing circumambulating in Vishnu temple, immediately Vaikuntha airplane came and took him back to Vaikuntha. So then the question is, why are we feeling so much trouble? He said, bhakti is easy. He says, the hard part is avoiding aparads. And then Jiva Goswami quotes the Skanda Puran for the six types of Vaishnava aparad. We know the Das Nam aparad, huh? Every day we recite. But here's the six Vaishnava aparas. Hanti ninanti vaidvesti Vaishnava na binandati Krudyanti yadino harsham darshanam patata nishat. Hanti, we know, hanyate mahanyamane sarid. To do harm to a Vaishnava. Nindanti, oh, that's our favorite. We just love. Did you hear that? I saw it's all over the internet. We just love that. Our ears perk up. Bhagavatam class, we come. As soon as somebody says, oh, did you hear what someone said? Oh, no, really? Handi nindanti vai dveshti dvesha. We know raga dvesha. Dvesha means to be envious of Vaishnava. Oh, everyone thinks he's a big Vaishnava. Actually, he's a nonsense. Handi nindanti vaidveshti Vaishnav anabhinandati. Abhinandan means to welcome. If a Vaishnav comes and we don't give a proper welcome to him, that is also aparad. Even my older god brothers told me when I was a young devotee that Prabhupada said, if you're doing the puja and a Vaishnav comes, that you should immediately pay attention to him. You should offer him some welcome. He says, Vaishnava, anabhinandati. If you don't give proper welcome to a Vaishnava. Krudyante. Now we all know the word crowed, but somehow Sanskrit is funny. When it turns into a verb, the O becomes a U, so it becomes krudyante. To become angry with a Vaishnava. Hanti nanante vaidvesti Vaishnava, anabhinandati. Krudyante yadino harsham darshanam. Harsh means to feel very happy in the heart. And darshanam, we know, to see. So if we see a Vaishnava and we don't feel happy in the heart, that is also offense. Just let me think, oh, here comes Fulana Dasi. Oh, here comes Fulana Das. And now you wonder why you have so much trouble, huh? Even up to that point, just not to feel happy. I mean, Vaishnavas are so rare in this world. I remember one time I flew all around the world. I saw so many people, eating so many horrible things with so many, the hair in all funny ways and green and yellow and so. I saw so many faces and people. I never saw any Vaishnava. But I had planned my trip to go to Rath Yatra in Puri. So I landed in Delhi. I already had a reservation on the plane to go to Bhubaneswar. So I got on the plane and I sat down. I was chanting. All of a sudden I looked up. And I saw this Vaishnava. I felt so happy. I said, oh, he's from Mauritius. That's Naveen Krishna. He was just a skinny little brahmachari then. And I just saw him now. I can't remember where he is now, Dallas, Texas or something. But he's huge. Just a skinny little brahmachari with a big smile. And I said, wow. You know. And then I looked at behind him was Navi Yogendra Swami. I felt so happy, you know. I flew all over the world. I didn't see any Vaishnava anywhere. It's just horrible. It's Kali Yuga out there, you know. I saw a Vaishnava. I felt so happy. So these are the six Vaishnava aparas. He said, that's the hard part. Bhakti is easy. But to avoid the Vaishnava aparas, because we know that song. Was it Narottam Das's song that... what is it? Somehow or other, if we commit offense to the holy name, to the Lord, Haristani aparadi, tare harinam. That just by taking harinam, we'll cross over those offenses. But tomastani, he's talking to the Vaishnava. Tomastani aparadi, nahi paritran. We know this word from Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sar, no paritranaya for you. And Madhurya Kadambini, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if you commit offense to a Vaishnava, you can't think, oh, I'll just chant the holy name. It says that the chanting of the holy name can smash to smithereens so many millions of sinful activities. He says, no, it will not do that. Then your kirtan will become namaparad. You have to go to that Vaishnava and beg him for forgiveness. Anyway, anyhow, you have to beg his forgiveness. If somehow you created such offense, he doesn't forgive you. But generally, Vaishnavas are very merciful. Somehow he won't forgive you. Then as a last resort, thinking that, oh, I'm going to hell, you just sit and chant the holy name with desperation that I have no other shelter. But first you have to beg forgiveness or serve that Vaishnava somehow or another. You have to make him happy somehow or another. So our bhakti is very easy, and Mahaprabhu has made it very easy. And still, who was it the other day? Was it Nishringanand? He was telling, you think that... Who was that I was telling? You think that... People were doing, as Prabhuji said, Pandagoda said, 60,000 years of austerities. And we're thinking that... We're going to get back to Godhead. It's been made very easy, but take advantage. Prabhupada told us that, I used to hear that so much when I was a young devotee, that Krishna dances on your tongue. I don't hear it so much anymore, but we always told that when you're chanting Japa, Krishna is dancing on your tongue. So we have to chant like that, just like there's one in Murari Gupta's Kadacha notebooks that talks about how Mahaprabhu went to Shiv temple in South India somewhere on his Dakshin Bharat tour. And he spontaneously composed a Shivastakam. And one of my favorite verses in a Shivastakam is, Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sodi Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi Nama Amrita Paramata Bringati Payakila Dukahantre. He says, there's so many names. Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Sodi Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi. In Sanskrit, Adi means etc. All these names and others, Namamrita, Ityadi Namamrita.
that nectar of those names, you have to panamata, you have to become absorbed in hearing the nectar of those names. How? Bringadipa, like the king of the bumblebees. The bumblebee, he especially likes in the lotus flower, there's a special type of nectar called makarand. And the bees, they love that nectar so much. They go inside the lotus flower, and they're drinking that nectar. And those who've been on Prakamundi Me, you know, the lotus flowers in the night, they close. If he doesn't get out, he's going to suffocate and die. But he just goes on drinking that nectar, that makarand. In the morning, the lotus flower opens when the sun comes up, and dead bee is there. So we have to chant the holy name like that, that even death will come in front of us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And we step on his head and go on. So somebody's holding his hand back here. Where's our Bhakta Mike?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
As from today's lessons, I just know about the importance of cow.
Yes.
How the Lord Krishna loved his cows and calling the other names and like that. And we are still staying in India. So today the condition of cow in India is very favorable.
Yes.
Okay, sir. There is somewhere pain in the heart when I see the condition of cow in other cities and other states.
Mm.
So what is the peaceful manner to making an environment just like a Vrindavan the whole over the world? How do I do this?
How
do I do?
What do you do? All right.
We have
400... I can't say cows, but cows, calves, and bulls also. Because most goshalas you go, you see cows. You won't see any bulls. But they're just as important as the cow. And this tractor, he's the incarnation of Aristasura. Because now that we have tractor, I lived in Vrindavan, you know. But there's a full moon night in the summer, like, you know, like last week it was 40 degrees, you know. Then all night long you can't sleep because they're running their big tractors, you know. And you don't see any bulls. Where are all those bulls? I don't want to say in the front of the lordships where those bulls are going. But we have 400 animals, very happy bulls and cows and calves. So you can go to the goshala and you can feed cow laddus to the... We have nice laddus with... Busha and Gur, and you can give cow laddus to the cows, you can brush the cows, you can give some donation to the cows. Somehow, whether we're doing our little part, there's so many other goshalas, some of them also taking care of bulls, but mostly I've seen just cows. So somehow or other, you serve the cows, do your part. Like it was that Gandhi said, if you want to be the change that you want to see in the world, make that change in yourself first. So you do what you can. We can't change the whole world. But at least we can change ourselves. Okay? So you go to you just go out this gate number 3, you follow the signs to the goshala. That's just 2-minute walk. And the weather is very nice these days. And see the happy cows. Or you go to a Jai farm, we have lots of cows there also. And bulls.
We don't actually forgive. So how do we develop this attitude of like rationalism, merciful, when you're struggling to forgive? We might say, okay, it's all right, but then internally we're still a little
bit. We have to keep trying, that's all. Just keep trying. I know it's hard. Somebody's really offended, it's very hard. But forgiveness is the ornament of the Vaishnava. In fact, our dear godbrother Mukunda Dutta, he gave this nice class at Karuna, compassion, almost like forgiveness. He says one of the shaktis, one of the energies of the Lord is Karuna. So anyway, we just beg the Lord to give us some of that shakti and just keep trying. That's the main thing, is to keep trying. Unfortunately, it's internet age. We want to just click on the link. Bing! Of forgiveness. No link to click. You have to work on yourself. Just like when I was a kid, I used to cut up all of my father's National Geographics for my school projects. Because once I grew up, I realized how he must have felt. But at least he just let me go because I was learning something. But I saw one time, there's an article, because in the old days, it was how they were using the elephants in India. And they used them in the train yards. And they were pushing the train cars. They were loading big logs under the train cars. And so many things they used to do. Now we don't see anymore. But anyway, it used to be like that, this whole article. And they told how they train them. They get a small elephant, and they put a big stake into the ground. Kut. And they tie a rope around his leg, and he runs around and around and around till it becomes bloody. And then he realizes that once this thing's on my wrist, I can't go and do anything about it. So he just sits there. Now he's loading logs onto the train car. He's pushing the train car, and they put a little tiny chain, a little kut into the ground, a little stake into the ground, put the chain, and he just stands there. Sometimes there's a fire, and suddenly he becomes frightened. He breaks that chain and runs away. Just like us, also, we become very slack on our budget and slack and everything. All of a sudden, a heart attack comes. Like, I better get serious. Headache. Don't wait for the heart attack. Try now. As long as you're chanting, as long as you're trying, you're growing in Krishna consciousness. One day you'll take that stake of lust or greed or unforgiveness and just pull it out of the ground and throw it far away. But keep trying. Hare Krishna. So anyways.
Thank you.
So we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who brought us all of this wonderful nectar. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.